Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad de Madrid. Pruebas de certificación. Comprensión de textos orales. Inglés. Certificado de nivel avanzado C1. Convocatoria de junio de 2022.
This test has three tasks. You will hear the first two tasks twice and task three only once. Task 1. You will hear part of a program. Choose the option A, B or C that best completes the sentences according to what you hear and write it in the corresponding white box. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
Broadly, I'm not a huge fan of terms where people say, well, they're gender neutral now. You can say dudes about all genders. You can say guys about all genders. Because the terms that people say are gender neutral in that way always originated as male-specific terms. And it doesn't happen the other way around, where you're like, oh, gals is now gender neutral. Ladies is gender neutral. If you say that about male-identified people, that tends to be insulting.
Let's talk about where dude came from. Let's talk about the etymology. What do you know?
I was very interested to find out about this because it kind of meant the opposite of the association it has now as this sort of macho guy term that's inverted commas gender neutral. sorry to harp on about it. There's a couple of origins that are possible. And one is that there was this word duds. You know, duds like clothes is still a slang word kind of now. That's from the 1300s. And then it became ragged and scruffy clothes a couple of hundred years later. And you had dud man or dude man, which was a scarecrow made of raggedy clothes in the 1670s. So people are like, oh, maybe it was because of that. But I don't really see the leap from scarecrow to dude. Whereas in the 1880s, you had these hipster guys, essentially the Yankee Doodle Dandies. And these were guys who, you know, from the song, the Macaronis. Macaroni was also this word for young, effeminate-leaning men who were really dressed up. And I think it was specifically a very East Coast, US city type of trend. So you had these Yankee Doodles, and then they started using the shortening dude, spelt with a double O at the time. And so they were foppish. They were considered effeminate. And then the word headed west in that you had a lot of East Coast people going to ranches in the West for this sort of Wild West experience. And they were called dude ranches because they were supposed to appeal to these dudes who were still these foppish people from East Coast cities. But then you had the people on the dude ranches who were like more like cowboys or butch guys on horses. And that's where that connotation of dude came in, I think. It switched. It leapt from one kind of person to the other.
That's so wild.
Right? I was very surprised.
There's also another thread we can follow through the 1930s and 40s. Mexican-American pachuchos and black zoot suiters took to using the word dude to refer to each other as an in-group term. And these were groups of folks who had a style very much centered on their clothing, and it developed into more of a general term of address among the men in those groups. As tends to happen, it made its way from there into the broader culture through black music.
White culture, of course, can't get enough of pinching vocabulary from black music. And a big appearance for Dude was in the song All the Young Dudes, written by David Bowie in 1972 for Mott the Hoople. Till about the 1950s, Dude still had this connotation of a person out of place, or a tourist trying to dress like a local and failing. And in that sense, it was gender neutral for a bit. Then, somehow, it became cool, perhaps thanks to 1960s surf culture, perhaps thanks to movies.
Apparently the first sort of big moment of it appearing on film was in 1969 in Easy Rider, where Peter Fonda's character explains to Jack Nicholson's character that dude means nice guy, dude means regular sort of person. So even though as recently as the 1950s it was still used to mean these kind of foppish tourists, by the late 60s it was like, oh, a regular kind of guy's guy. And I guess that film would have been quite influential to a lot of filmmakers who came up in the 70s and 80s. In Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and you have the Jeff Spicoli character who's this surfer dude. At the time, were you supposed to think that he's kind of a useless dick for being like that? Or are you supposed to think he's rebelling against the capitalism of the 80s and he doesn't want to be part of that culture?
And this illustrates some of the tension in the word, right? Its connection to surfer culture is very much about this sort of laid-back, easygoing attitude. It positions you in opposition to this hardworking careerism of the 80s, sort of a rebellion of chilling out. I was delighted to find out there's actually been some research done on the various usages of the word dude. In 2004, Scott Kiesling, a linguistics professor at the University of Pittsburgh, published a paper just called Dude. Kiesling assigned his students a task. Over the course of 3 days, record the first 20 instances of the word dude that you hear. Record the entire utterance as best you can remember, and record the gender and ethnicity of the speaker, the addressee, the relationship between them, and the situation in which the word was used. They collected 519 examples, and Kiesling assembled them into what he calls the dude corpus. The data showed what I already generally thought was true. Most commonly, it's used with men talking to other men. Over 300 of the recorded uses were men talking to other men. Far less often, less than 100 times, were women using it to address other women. And its use across genders was slightly less common still.
There's a few things that brings to mind. And one is that the word is used to denote in-group. And that's quite a common linguistic thing, where you use these words quite freely, but only with certain people or certain circles that you move in to delineate those circles. So I can imagine that if you used it between the genders, binary as described in this paper, but as you and I both know, not in reality, the understanding of it would change. And maybe if the men in this study used it for women freely, it might be perceived as an insult because they were implying those women are masculine. And maybe the women don't use it for the men because it would imply more equality than perhaps was there.
Now, listen again.
Broadly, I'm not a huge fan of terms where people say, well, they're gender neutral now. You can say dudes about all genders. You can say guys about all genders. because the terms that people say are gender neutral in that way always originated as male specific terms. And it doesn't happen the other way around, where you're like, oh, gals is now gender neutral. Ladies is gender neutral. If you say that about male identified people, that tends to be insulting.
Let's talk about where dude came from. Let's talk about the etymology. What do you know?
I was very interested to find out about this because it kind of meant the opposite of the association it has now as this sort of macho guy term that's inverted commas gender neutral. sorry to harp on about it. There's a couple of origins that are possible. And one is that, that there was this word duds, you know, duds like clothes is still a slang word kind of now. That's from the 1300s. And then it became ragged and scruffy clothes a couple of hundred years later. And you had dud man or dude man, which was a scarecrow made of raggedy clothes in the 1670s. So people are like, oh, maybe it was because of that. But I don't really see the leap from scarecrow to dude. Whereas in the 1880s, you had these hipster guys, essentially the Yankee Doodle Dandies. And these were guys who, you know, from the song, the Macaronis. Macaroni was also this word for young, effeminate-leaning men who were really dressed up. And I think it was specifically a very East Coast, US city type of trend. So you had these Yankee Doodles, and then they started using the shortening dude, spelt with a double O at the time. And so they were foppish. They were considered effeminate. And then the word headed west in that you had a lot of East Coast people going to ranches in the West for this sort of Wild West experience. And they were called dude ranches because they were supposed to appeal to these dudes who were still these foppish people from East Coast cities. But then you had the people on the dude ranches who were like more like cowboys or butch guys on horses. And that's where that connotation of dude came in, I think. It switched. It leapt from one kind of person to the other.
That's so wild.
Right? I was very surprised.
There's also another thread we can follow through the 1930s and 40s. Mexican-American pachuchos and black zoot suiters took to using the word dude to refer to each other as an in-group term. And these were groups of folks who had a style very much centered on their clothing. And it developed into more of a general term of address among the men in those groups. As tends to happen, it made its way from there into the broader culture through black music.
White culture, of course, can't get enough of pinching vocabulary from black music. And a big appearance for dude was in the song All the Young Dudes, written by David Bowie in 1972 for Mott the Hoople. Till about the 1950s, dude still had this connotation of a person out of place, or a tourist trying to dress like a local and failing. And in that sense, it was gender neutral for a bit. Then, somehow, it became cool. Perhaps thanks to 1960s surf culture. Perhaps thanks to movies.
Apparently the first sort of big moment of it appearing on film was in 1969 in Easy Rider, where Peter Fonda's character explains to Jack Nicholson's character that dude means nice guy, dude means regular sort of person. So even though as recently as the 1950s, it was still used to mean these kind of foppish tourists, by the late 60s, it was like, oh, a regular kind of guy's guy. And I guess that film would have been quite influential to a lot of filmmakers who came up in the 70s and 80s. In Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and you have the Jeff Spicoli character who's this surfer dude. At the time, were you supposed to think that he's kind of a useless dick for being like that? Or are you supposed to think he's rebelling against the capitalism of the 80s and he doesn't want to be part of that culture?
And this illustrates some of the tension in the word, right? Its connection to surfer culture is very much about this sort of laid-back, easygoing attitude. It positions you in opposition to this hardworking careerism of the 80s, sort of a rebellion of chilling out. I was delighted to find out there's actually been some research done on the various usages of the word dude. In 2004, Scott Kiesling, a linguistics professor at the University of Pittsburgh, published a paper just called Dude. Kiesling assigned his students a task. Over the course of 3 days, record the first 20 instances of the word dude that you hear. Record the entire utterance, as best you can remember, and record the gender and ethnicity of the speaker, the addressee, the relationship between them and the situation in which the word was used. They collected 519 examples, and Kiesling assembled them into what he calls the dude corpus. The data showed what I already generally thought was true. Most commonly, it's used with men talking to other men. Over 300 of the recorded uses were men talking to other men. Far less often, less than 100 times, were women using it to address other women, and its use across genders was slightly less common still.
There's a few things that that brings to mind, and one is that the word is used to denote in-group, and that's quite a common linguistic thing, where you use these words quite freely, but only with certain people or certain circles that you move in to delineate those circles. So I can imagine that if you used it between the genders, binary as described in this paper, but as you and I both know, not in reality, the understanding of it would change. And maybe if the men in the study used it for women freely, it might be perceived as an insult because they were implying those women are masculine. And maybe the women don't use it for the men because it would imply more equality than perhaps was there.
This is the end of task 1.